Hola, readers. Hope you're reading good. Welcome to the Chit Chat with the Author series, episode number 18. Today, we have an author of this book called Midnight Musings. He's Souvik Sarkhiel. But before introducing him, I just want to say that I've recently reviewed his book and I have given 5 stars. Because there are many things that I liked about that book, and I personally wanted to speak to him about various stuffs. And you might have seen the review only. So yeah, I'm very sure that this episode will be super deep, as well as he has a lot of experience. We will be covering many topics. So Souvik wrote his first poem at the age of 13. And since then, he has written more than 100 poems and 2 short stories as well. His writings are mostly in free verse, a deviation from traditional poetry forms. His first poem, Pollution, was published in a school magazine at the age of 13, which gave him inspiration to write, a habit that he has continued till present. So yeah, welcoming, sir. Welcome to this episode.
Thanks, Akash. Thanks a lot. Nice to chat with you.
Yes, sir. How does it feel, sir, at the 18? We will be speaking about the book later, but I want to know, how does it feel to be a writer right from the age of 13?
So, English was one of the subjects which interested me the most during my school days. And
Okay.
I was very taken up by literature and different authors and the stories that we used to study. So there was a competition in our school and I participated in it, and luckily I won the first prize in that. And
Wow.
As a result of that, the poem got published in our school magazine. So that definitely gave me a kick, and it further developed my interest towards writing. And from my school time also, I had been participating in debates, story writing competitions, poetry competitions, and definitely that built up my interest further.
Wow. If we speak about your very first poem, Pollution, till the Midnight Musings. So how do you look to this whole journey, sir? Your evolvement?
So while my earlier poems, I would say it was as per my age, it was childish. I used to write about nature, about, say, elements like sun, moon, about school, and all. But slowly, when I matured, I evolved towards more deeper topics, towards human feelings, emotions. And that's what the pertaining theme of my book is, Midnight Musings. It's more about human emotions. It's about the thoughts that are left unsaid. So that's how it has been a journey for me. Like, as and when I have matured with age, the feelings and the writings have also changed. It has become more mature. Today also, when I look at those poems that I had written in the beginning, is more childish, but at the same time it was something that helped develop my interest towards writing, a habit which I have continued till today. So
Wow.
Those were definitely the forming blocks.
Wow. Are you one of those who don't write for 4 days and regret for the whole life?
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely a case, but now gradually, as and when I got a job and I am now 10 years into the job, so now I do get a little bit less time to write, which I do regret. But definitely whenever I find time, I do like to pen down my thoughts, and I have this habit of carrying a diary and a pen together with me at all times. So be it I am with my friends or be it I am at say a pub, whenever the thought comes, I just like to write it down. So while definitely the frequency of the writings have gone down, but definitely I do miss that, and I make it a point to at least write whenever I have got the free time.
Amazing, sir. Tell us about your recent released book, so Midnight Musing. So I have already reviewed this book, and I really enjoyed this book. And I don't really give 5 stars to books easily, and but yeah, I gave 5 star to this book because of the reasons that, like, in some of the lines, I really felt that thought-provoking kind of vibe, and it is not one of those thought-provoking that you randomly see anywhere. It is something that, you know, it really and it was free verse. So yeah.
So thanks a lot, Akash, for your kind words and for the nice review that you have given. But yeah, so that's what you rightly said. The book is in free verse. I don't adhere to the traditional forms of poetry because I find it a bit crippling towards the natural emotions. So this book, as I mentioned, it's more about human emotions and about thoughts, and I have liked to let my thoughts flow freely here, which is why it is a not in traditional poetry form, but rather in a free-flowing verse form, where I have tried to make it rhyme wherever possible and given it that form. But if you look at it from a outsider's perspective, it's more about emotions, how the readers will connect, because they would have gone through those feelings and those emotions sometime during their life. I have just tried to give it a shape by just penning down those thoughts and given it a form.
Wow. Can you please tell us more writing this book, especially?
So this book is a combination of the different poems that I have written throughout the last 10 to 15 years. It's not like this book was written with over a period of 1 month or so. It's more or less, if I have to put it bluntly, it's more about a combination or an aggregation of the poems, of the best poems that I have written through over the period of the last 15 to 20 years. And the theme that I have tried to keep in this book is human emotions. So most of the poems that are there in this book is adhering to those thoughts, be it remembrance, be it memories, be it missing someone, be it happiness, be it sadness, be it the feeling of loss. So all the poems which I had written which adhere to this theme, I have tried to aggregate it together and given it the shape of this book. Definitely, there are a lot of other poems also that I have written, but that did not fit it into the theme of this book.
So we might see your second or third book with those poems which are not being published and it has been written already.
If I am able to find a common theme stringing together those poems, then definitely. So that is something that I have to do, but I haven't found time yet. So maybe in the next couple of months, I will try to fit those poems also into a theme. And apart from that, I'm also working on a short stories book. I have already written a couple of short stories, and some half-form stories as well are there. So hopefully, sometime soon, any of these will see the light of the day.
Perfect. So yeah, like you are part of corporate as well since so many years, and also you are a writer and from the age of 13. As I am in not a perfect similar situation, but yeah, a bit similar situation to you. The thing is, I want to ask you that how do you manage these both two worlds? Because these both two worlds are so different. How do you manage both the worlds?
So writing, if I would have to put it like it's more of a passion, and work is definitely another passion. So when both of it is your passion, then you definitely find time to fit in both. A lot of time what happens is because of the stress of work, after I wind down my day, I try to write down whatever I'm feeling or pen down my emotions. And that also helps in shaping up these poems. So in a way, the work and the adversities that I face in it, or the stress that I face in it, that helps me more in writing by helping me to pen down those feelings that I am having. So it in a way helps me in poetry writing, and I do make it a point to find some time from the hectic schedule to write and follow my passion. And definitely over when I have a bit more free time, I try to give it a much better shape. So initially, while I try to while whatever I write is in a more rough shape, then over the period of time when I have a bit more free time, I give it a more better shape. But each of these passions like feed off each other. Because I'm a I have a passion for writing that also trickles down to my work. And it helps me do better there as well. And at the same time, the emotions and the conflicts that I face during work also help me in my writing by penning down those emotions.
Perfect, sir. If you just allow me, shall I read three lines from your book and ask you then some question after?
Sure.
So yeah, in this poem, long ago, you have written, long ago, I encountered love. The moment I found your love. Today, love is but just a meaningless word. So now my question is, do you really find love as an overrated thing, or the thing, like how do you elaborate this?
So what I believe is love is a wonderful emotion, but definitely if you don't have the right person with you at that point of time, then it's a meaningless emotion at the same time. So it's all about being with the right person at that point of time, which makes love worthwhile, and finding a person whom you are able to spend the rest of your life with that makes the whole emotion called love worthwhile. Without the right person being there, then it's just an empty word.
Amazing, sir. But like if we speak of today's writings, like especially about the today's Indian literature, how do you take like the things that you read about, find that new?
So today's literature does not do justice to the proper emotion, to the pure emotion that love is. It's more about transactional or physical attraction, which is glorified. The true feeling that entire emotion of feeling for the other person, even when they are not with you, and longing for them to be with them. That somehow I feel the earlier generation poets were able to bring out in a much better way than what today's generation writers and poets are portraying it as.
Do you really find that a bit of off thing in terms of writing whenever we see such writings, like especially modernized writing?
Yeah, that is one feeling that I find missing, wherein most of the writers today they lack that emotions while they are penning, portraying their thoughts or putting down their emotions on paper. It's more about as if they are trying to make their book a bestseller and writing about what audiences want and audiences love to hear, which is why we find that depth and emotion missing in most of the modern day writings.
Nice. I personally really feel that right now, if your book's marketing is like on super top level, even if like there is a bad book, people know that bad book. And if I recently read one of the book from a very famous author, and I really found like worthless, not even one page was worth it, but it was so marketed, it was so hyped, and people were speaking about it. But when I read it, I really found nothing. So like, do you really think that marketing is also going in a negative way?
Yeah, as you have rightly said, like it's all about hype now. And I, being from the marketing field, I can definitely sync with that. I definitely agree with that. Today's
हाँ
philosophy is whatever you show, जो दिखता है वही बिकता है basically. It does not matter whether how much the product is genuine or whether the book is genuine or not. Like I have experience towards product marketing, so I'll speak more towards that sense. Like the product may be of very bad quality, but if you market it well, people will buy. So that feeling definitely is there. And that is not a good activity to encourage. It should be more that the values and the actual qualities that are being that are portrayed rather than just hyping it up through false marketing or by negative value portrayal. That is not a good practice.
Yes, perfectly. And like I feel that even not in just YouTube or social media, even books now do this clickbait wala scene.
Yeah, that's very true. A lot of famous authors and all, and even new authors, they spend heavily on marketing without giving proper justice to the content of the book. Because, as you rightly said, like it's all about clickbait, it's all about getting the audience to buy rather than encouraging them or enticing them with your content or the what you have actually written. So marketing definitely, I would say, today plays 90% of share in pushing up a book sales.
And I feel that now that I have reviewed so much of books, I find so good when there are many people who are so underrated. And even like it influences me in personal life, especially even if we speak about your book, you won't believe I have given like mouth publicity to your book secretly to my colleagues. And I even shared them that today I'm gonna take your interview as well. So even I showed your lines to them.
So thanks, Akash. Thanks a lot for the kind words and for your publicity. I definitely feel that that's where the scope lies, wherein a genuine author and a genuine writer definitely has scope to reach out to a larger set of audiences, and that's where the word of mouth plays a big role. Because today, as you rightly said, it's more about marketing. Now, everyone won't have the right necessary means to spend millions of rupees behind marketing and promoting their book. That's where these author communities and the word of mouth marketing or word of mouth publicity plays a very big role, wherein people like you have a very big role to play here in promoting new authors, genuine authors, and helping them reach out to the mass audiences and increasing the popularity of them. So I believe that is one very noble initiative that you have taken up, wherein you are reviewing these books and giving the right set of feedback to your audiences who are then genuinely interested in buying books from the unknown authors.
Thank you, sir. Coming back to the poem that you have written, I truly agree with like the way you have written that hundreds of springs have passed and I have kept my sleep away. A happy person would never understand the pain of a poet. Dreams give dawn to false hopes. I have kept them enclosed, hidden deep within. I won't come out shining like a knight in a golden armor. So, sir, I'm just so happy after reading these lines in front of you, and I just want to know your take on as I have you with me.
So, through these words, what I've tried to portray is that it's not that everything or every time, whatever you want to do is a success. A feeling like love or emotions, there are a lot of times where you will lose out. And that is the beauty of that feeling, wherein you wait for something, knowing that maybe it is very difficult to achieve, but still you dream about that. It's basically appealing to a person who is dreaming and longing for something and giving them hope that, yeah, maybe you won't be able to achieve this, but there is no harm in dreaming. Maybe that is what will help you to achieve that someday. So that's
Mm-hmm.
where these lines come from, wherein every time you cannot be a winner, you won't be a knight in shining armor every time, but you will still dream about that. You will think about that lying awake at nights, that what if I can be a hero sometime, or what if what I'm dreaming of will finally I will get to achieve that sometimes. So that is where lost love, that is where hope of finding new love comes in.
Wow. You have written so long before the ink dried. New stories were written. Pain, adversities, circumstances, we conquered all.
Yeah, so it's basically like, again, speaking about the fact that life never stops. Maybe while you are writing down your one thought, a new story is being written. And it's not only about winning, it's also about pain, it's also about loss, it's also about anguish. So it talks about life in general, wherein life does not stop one day. Even if you have lost something major that day, the next day again you have to go and fight for the same things, live the same emotions, live out the entire day. It's not that one day and the next, one day you have done this, one day you have achieved this, or one day you have lost something, the next day your life ends. Or it's basically living it day to day, going through those emotions daily, and then conquering them or finding out ways to survive around them on a daily basis. That's what life is. Fighting your battles daily and finding out ways to win in them.
Wow. So you have written that you have a collection of 1500 plus books and you are an avid reader. So please tell us about your reading journey and how, like, if we compare both the writing and reading, I undoubtedly believe that reading is something that is key to everything. How do you look to this reading world?
So definitely what you say is true. The fact that I am an avid reader helps me in my writing as well, because that helps me study things from different perspectives, get to know different points of view, and widens my perspective. I have had a habit of reading right from my childhood, wherein instead of taking gifts from my relatives, I would ask them to give me books. Because I believe like books used to transport me to a totally new world, a world of dreams, a world of possibilities. I do like fiction as well as mystery as a genre. But I also like reading autobiographies about eminent personalities. The physics and chemistry realms books I have, different authors like Stephen Hawking and all I follow. Even from my school days, I used to like Shakespeare a lot. So all of his plays and all of his writings I have read. All the famous authors like Charles Dickens and all, those were my inspiration in early childhood. I read them, and that hooked me to the literature as a whole. And that has definitely helped me in my writing journey, wherein taking inspiration from all of these famous and eminent writers has shaped my thoughts and given a direction to the way I want to write. So definitely reading and writing go hand in hand.
So at the age of 13, you have read some of the authors which people still are like they don't even know them. And being brought up like any family person of yours had the same habit, or it's just you who started this?
So, my parents always encouraged me to read from an early age, along with they also gave a proper importance to sports. So it was more about all-round development. And both my father and mother are avid readers. So that's where that habit was inculcated in me from my early childhood. It was always encouraged that I would read and spend my time apart from playing as well as reading books to broaden my horizon, increase my perspective around things. So that's where that habit has been inculcated, and I'm very grateful to my parents for inculcating that habit in me right from a very early age.
Wow. How does reading help in corporate worlds? How does it helps? Because that field might be different, but indirectly, there must be something. So yeah, how does it helps in your work life?
So the more you read, the more your perspective widens. You are able to look at things from multiple viewpoints, which is where it helps in corporate world, that in you are able to think or look at it from different angles, a particular situation, and not react instinctively. It makes you more patient. It makes you open to different suggestions. And at the same time, it gives people assurance that you are a patient listener, you give them proper importance, and you hear them out and are able to understand their viewpoint, which is what reading these qualities, reading helps imbibe in you, and this is how it helps you in corporate world as well.
Did your teachers like in school times your teachers tell us about your relationship with your teachers especially.
So I was among the good students in the class, but at the same time I had a very short attention span. So most of my teachers, while they used to love me and like me a lot because I was good in studies, but at the same time they always used to complain to my parents that I can do a lot better if I pay more attention. And that is where reading helped me. It helped me increase my attention span. It helped me get hooked to books, to learn to listen and listen patiently to people and give a wider attention span to the things that are being said. So that's how reading has helped me, and all my teachers slowly appreciated that. And even today, I'm in touch with a lot of my teachers from my school days, and all of them remember fondly that I was a very quiet student, very bright student, and at the same time, I was very empathetic, which is all the qualities that reading helped me build up.
Wow, I'm very sure that your communication skills must be soon at that.
Yeah, as I mentioned, like while it was, I won't say I was the best in communication, but definitely, with the reading, definitely helped me hone my skills, and I was actively involved in debates, story writing, and
Speeches.
different activities. Yeah, speeches in my school days. So it definitely helped in my improving my communication, and reading played a very big role in that.
So as you carry a whole legacy of reading as well as writing, and you are in this field since so many years, being such kind of personality, today when you look to the youth, I am not saying that youth is bad or youth is not so good, but any advice that you want to give to the youth, especially to all those who just spend time in reels and this world of show off, if you know what I mean,
Your advice to them.
them, and how do you encourage them?
My sole advice to the youth would be to find happiness in whatever you are doing, not do something just for the sense of getting likes or comments or engagement scores. Life is not a test or a score wherein the people who are getting top scores are only successful. Happiness, it's all about happiness. So, and happiness comes from being honest and being real with the people around you. Different people have different sources of happiness. Some people do find happiness in success. Some people find happiness in family. Some people find happiness in relationships. Some people find happiness in following their passion. So be true to yourself, be honest, and definitely try to find wherein your source of happiness lies and be true to it.
So, as you are connected to the both the worlds, and like you might not give the time that people normally give to their friends. Do you hear such words from your friends about that so-called celebrity wala tagline that ab to busy ho gaya, and how your friends treat to you and your relationship with your friends?
So, I am someone who is a bit more reserved. I don't have a lot of friends, as in, I don't have, say, 100 or 200 friends who I say talk with once in a while. But I have more of a close group of friends from different walks of my life, be it my school days, be it my graduation days, be it my MBA days, and be it my work life. So, a good group of around 10 to 15 friends. Unfortunately, due to our work, most of us are in separate cities. But I do keep, make it a point to at least touch base with them once a week. Maybe during the weekends, we do get into a group call and we chat. And whenever if we are in the same city, then once a month we do try to meet. So it's all about keeping good friends with you. Maybe not a lot of friends, but those friends who will stand with you in all walks of life. So I believe in that philosophy. And I do make it a point to be in touch with them and not lose sync with each other's lives. So that's how I like to keep my friends close to me, those who are good friends. And definitely, while each of us understand that we are busy in our own lives, but we do make it a point to give some time to each other in our hectic schedules and do at least once a month or once a week, we try to catch up and get up to date with what's going on in each of our lives.
Perfect, sir. I have asked you because you have written a lot about friendships, and your reaction, I really wanted your reaction of your friends after hearing about your book or about your poems.
So, each of my friends to whom I have shown this book or who have read this book, each of them, the feedback that I've got from them is that this is the book which truly represents the person that I am, and it truly shows my emotions and how true a friend I have been to them. They have all appreciated me for that. And at the same time, I also appreciate their friendship. Friendship to me something is something very valuable. It's not trivial, and that's why I like to keep my friend circle limited. But at the same time, those who I let into my friend circle, they are friends for life, and I feel about them very passionately. So I like to be keep abreast with what is going on in their lives, and similarly, they also know what is going on in my life, and we are there for each other anytime. Any one of us faces any difficulty. So, while we may not speak with each other every day or every week, but definitely whenever we speak, we do pick up right from where we left off. So that's where I value friendship, wherein I value true friends more than having a large number of friends who are just there for the purpose of social gathering or meets. And those who are close to me, they do understand that emotion and appreciate it for that.
Perfect. I think we like, especially I don't say it in the interviews, but yeah, like we must give a huge shout out to the publishers, The Right Order, for this amazing cover design to the interior and everything. Like, so really a huge shout out to the publisher, The Right Order. How was your experience with them?
I personally love the experience with them, and the good thing is the Right Order does promote a lot of new authors like me. Because if we see the scenario like 5-10 years before, it's only either well-established authors who used to get their books published from famous publication houses or someone who is spending millions of bucks. But the right order, what they have done is because they understand the passion behind writing a book, effort it takes to write a book and bring and the emotion behind letting others read that book and the bringing that book to the entire world. They help in promoting new authors, and they also charge very minimal amount for that, very affordable rates to help, and they help in the entire journey, right from promotion to publication. They have a dedicated team who work with the authors to closely work on the designing of the book, the illustrations, the graphics. And their turnaround time is also quite fast. I've personally found their team available at all points of time, available to help with even their inputs because I was a first-time author. So they gave a lot of inputs regarding the ordering of the poems or what theme should the book follow, the illustrations, the graphics, how it should tie up with the theme of the book. So that's where I found them quite. It was a pleasant surprise for me, and I found them quite brilliant in that aspect. The entire pain behind writing a book and bringing it out to the world, they took care of that entire aspect quite beautifully to make that entire experience a very seamless one.
Perfect, sir. I want to ask you that do you really are you really interested in reading mythological books?
While I do have an interest in mythology and I do like to follow different mythological books, like be it the Greek mythology, be it Indian mythology, but I like to read more into the autobiographies or the fiction genre more rather than pure mythology. Rather, I am more into adventure genre and the crime or the mystery novel genre. But yeah, I whenever like the contemporary writers or the modern day writers like Amish, then your
David
Christopher
Patnaik.
Doyle, yeah. So all I love reading their stories. And I definitely make it a point to follow wherever, whatever they write. So.
Perfect. As this podcast has been listened by especially newbie writers as well, so any tips you want to give that which books they should read or what kind of exercise they should follow to develop a writing habit or to develop their writing skills?
I think two things that I used to follow, that is the same advice I would like to give them. One is never be shy of writing down what you're feeling, because feelings are the truest emotions that you can bring out to the world. You might take some time to shape them and give them a particular form, but always take a moment to pen down whatever you are feeling or whatever you truly believe in, because that will form the crux of your writing. And the second thing I would like to advise them on is don't restrict yourself to a particular genre. You should read all the contemporary writers, the famous writers, read their works. Don't limit yourself just to mythology or to say autobiography or to true events or to fiction or to adventure. Try reading as much as you can across multiple genres, as many famous authors as you can, because each of those authors will give you a different aspect, a different mindset, a different view into their personality. And all of that you can imbibe in your writing at the same time, staying true to what you truly believe in and retaining that core. So these are the two advices that I would definitely like to give them.
Do you get writer block, sir? And if you have, if you do get, what do you do to come out of?
So yeah, there are times when I do get writer's block wherein I have tried to pen down my thoughts and emotions, but I have not been able to. Then most of those time it happens whenever I am disturbed. So at those times, what I do is that I try to meditate, I try to calm myself down, and then give myself some time. Basically, the trick is not to pressurize yourself too much. So I try to calm my mind. I try to do certain activities that I enjoy doing, like maybe listen to some music, maybe meditate a bit. I also like gardening. So go to my garden and tend to the plants a bit, which helps me calm me down. And then take another attempt, say maybe 6 hours, 7 hours later, or if it's not even working that day, then maybe give it a couple of days break and try writing again. Because it's the whole process that you enjoy. And the more you try to pressurize yourself doing that, then that effect will manifold and you will ultimately lose that joy of writing. So that's where I try to not pressurize myself too much, not set myself a deadline. Rather than that, I let my emotions flow, calm my mind down, and definitely then I am able to revisit my writings in a much better way.
Wow. So you spoke about gardening. I want to know that is it from your childhood only?
So yeah, it was a habit that was incorporated from my childhood itself, because the house that we used to stay in when I was in school, that had a big garden, a kitchen garden, and it used to encompass the entire house. So, and we used to grow a lot of fruits, vegetables, and flowering plants there. So, and I used to water them at the evening along with my father and mother. So that also served as a sort of bonding activity with my parents, and that's where I have inculcated that habit. And now that I have moved to a metro, the proper garden space is not available, but definitely in my balcony, I have tried to incorporate that space and try to grow some of those plants in pots, which keeps me, and I like tending to those plants and caring for them. It takes me back to my childhood days.
Wow. So you wrote a line that I really got instant hit, and that is the hunger to gain recognition made us strangers.
Yeah, so that's again like another feeling wherein in the hunger to succeed, a lot of time what happens, we end up moving far apart from our close ones, our near and dear ones. We even sometimes end up hurting them in order to gain fame, because at that point of time it seems us more important to stay in the limelight, to capture that limelight and to get success, because that's where we measure our happiness in. But as and when you grow older and that event becomes older in your life, you realize that gaining success was not important. More important was the close relations that you had, the people around you that gave you happiness. It's not success or fame or recognition that gives you happiness, but the appreciation of your near and dear ones. So that's what I have tried to bring out through those lines, that we should not only blindly chase after success, but rather try to win the appreciation of our close ones, of our near and dear ones, and because that's where we truly find our happiness in.
I think so, that as per your experience, like this gets so whenever I meet an avid reader, and I really see that there are a lot of things to explore from your end, and it's not just the one book, but there are many books that should be published in the coming years.
Yeah, so that's what I will try definitely. I would definitely, because as I mentioned, like penning down my thoughts, and it's through these books that I am trying to connect with the reader and portraying my true self to the world. So definitely, I will try to bring forth more books. There are a couple of plans that I talked about earlier that are in the pipeline, but as of now, it's nothing concrete. But hoping that within the next 4 to 5 months, something more concrete will shape up and new books will see the light of the day.
Wow, I will be waiting for it, so and please, please remember me and just keep me posted whenever these things happen.
Definitely, Akash. Thanks a lot for your kind
So
words
yes, sir,
and
it
confidence.
was really amazing speaking to you. Any last advice you wanna give or any last words you wanna say to the listeners?
The la I would only like to give one message that in whatever you do, try to be honest and try to do whatever you are truly happy doing, rather than just showing the world and wanting to prove something to the world, because it's ultimately you who will be your true champion, and doing something that you truly believe in will give you true happiness, and that is what we should strive for rather than success.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir, for coming to this episode.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Akash.
Thank you, sir. We will be definitely be in touch, and for I will be, as I said, that I'm waiting for all your future works.
Sure, Akash. Thanks for being for such kind words of encouragement, and all the best to you as well. You are doing a very noble job of promoting new authors, promoting genuine authors. Do continue doing that and hope you find a lot of success doing that. And thanks a lot once again for encouraging me and supporting me so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for this.
Yes, sir.
I promise that this will be which will cover the experience of this person carries. So yeah, I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. We will meet in the next episode. Till then, keep on reading.